pair of scales of...
An egg is a self-contained environment that beautifully protects the life within from its earliest moments. From a vessel that 400 million years ago let life come onto the land, eggs can't be beaten. But back in the kitchen, when you beat egg whites, you should use a little copper. When you beat egg whites, the volume of beaten whites can increase 8 times. The liquid is replaced by bubbles, which are basically liquid surrounding an airspace. These bubbles are essential for a fancy meringue, souffle or pavlova. The bubbles form in beaten egg whites because the beating action stretches and uncoils proteins. You see, proteins are made of amino acids strung together. But the string is not straight, but all coiled up because of electrical charges on the individual amino acids. Now, another thing to realise is that small bubbles are stronger than big bubbles. Think how hard it is to blow up a balloon through the early small stage. But once the balloon gets bigger, it's easy to blow it even bigger. The beaten egg white can have 3 useful stages. You should stop beating at the 3rd stage and not enter the 4th stage. The first stage of beating egg whites is the foamy stage. This happens after a short period of beating. The bubbles are large and weak. The egg whites are a mix of fluid and froth. And if you pull out the beater, the egg white follows it up and then collapses. This egg white will not hold a peak. The second stage is the soft peak stage. As you have beaten further, you divided the big bubbles into smaller bubbles. The foam is white, shiny and flowing. And as you lift the beater up out of the foam, the egg white now forms a peak for a brief moment, and then the tip of that peak folds over. The proteins in the liquid walls of the bubbles have not yet stretched to their maximum, so this foam can still expand if you cook it in the oven. The final useful stage is the stiff peak stage. The foam has now reached its maximum size. The proteins cannot be stretched further. If you slice the foam with a knife, it creates a narrow groove with stiff walls. If you lift the beater, the egg white follows. And when it stretches and breaks loose, the tiny peak that forms is stable. This is when you should definitely stop beating. The 4th stage is the dry foam stage. The proteins are breaking up. The foam is no longer moist and shiny, but dry and clumped up. But the clumps are unstable and prone to collapsing. And if you lift up a beater, the foam collapses early in the lifting process. Now, if you want to guarantee that the egg whites in your pavlova are moist, stiff and slightly golden, you should use a bit of copper. The French writer Diderot was the first to write about this way back in 1771. But only in 1984 was it discovered why. This work was done at Stanford University by the McGee family. Dr. Mrs. McGee has a PhD in biochemistry, while Dr. Mr. McGee has a PhD in literature. One of the 40 or so known proteins in egg whites is conalbumin. Conalbumin is a delicate molecule. When it gets fully stretched across the bubbles of foam in freshly beaten egg white, the conalbumin molecule tends to fall apart. But tiny amounts of copper can combine with conalbumin to make it much stronger, so it doesn't fall apart. The combination of copper and conalbumin is slightly yellow, giving properly whipped egg whites that classic slightly golden colour. Now, another advantage to having a stronger bubble wall is that the bubble helps to hold the water in, and this makes the foam more resistant to overbeating. As all good chefs know, this can happen all too easily when you've already whipped up a moist, stiff egg white. If you beat it for another 60 seconds, it goes all floppy and dry on you. The McGee family found that a touch of copper helps. Egg whites whipped in glass bowls were grainy and dry after only 10 minutes. But egg whites whipped in a copper bowl were still moist and stiff after 20 minutes. So everyone can use a bit of copper to get nice, stiffly beaten egg whites. If you're unemployed, you can use a worn fork, which in better days was plated with brass and silver. You know, the ones that you get from your local op shop for 5 cents each. And this works because there is a touch of copper in the brass plating. If you have a part-time job, you can afford a copper bowl or a copper whisk. And if you have a full-time job, you can supply your chef with a sterling silver bowl. This works because sterling silver is 5% copper. Now, this will help you on the way to whipping up a storm in the kitchen. But remember, the proof is in the pudding.
What does it mean? Why is it so?